morning, Tom. Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Jerry.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing this beautiful Saturday morning?
You know, it's wonderful. I'm doing great. Nice weather out here in Chilliwack. Very calm, no rain.
I always like to check in with you on the weekend, too, because we always find out what activities are going on out there in the Fraser Valley, because, indeed, you are the voice of the valley. And we should all line up and get our little skirts on, because we got some cheerleaders today, right?
You betcha we do. We've got the Pacific All-Star Cheerleaders Competition out here at Heritage Park. Come on out and have a look at the cheerleaders in their best.
Okay, I got one for you. Rickety, rickety, ree. Kick him in the knee. Rickety, rickety, rass. Kick him in the other knee.
Yeah, you got that from way back. I can tell that.
Yeah, one of those great old high school cheers. Well, okay, enough said about that. How about the real estate stats for December last year, comparing them to what's coming up?
Exciting news. Jennifer Feinberg of the Chilliwack Progress just wrote an article that was of the numbers released by the Chilliwack Real Estate Board. And I know Bill and Sherry will, agree that our market has been good throughout the Lower Mainland. We're very, very excited because out here in Chilliwack, for the month of December, there was 47.1% more sales on a year-to-year basis for an annual basis. 2,499 sales in Chilliwack in 2014, which is a spike of 21.1% from 2013. So we're really going in the right way. It's better numbers since our 2008 collapse. Those numbers haven't been seen since 2008, which is great. And our usual dormant market here in early part of January has really been very strong so far. And my sales manager, Tracy Loist, is out doing a listing presentation for somebody that wants to buy into Inglewood. So very excited about it all.
So that's really great, exciting news for the folks that are into real estate in the Fraser Valley.
Prices are right out here. Chilliwack compared to Abbotsford, we could say that they're probably $50,000 less on an average home, you know.
All right, so you're giving me a reason to want to drive out to Chilliwack. What sort of things are going on at the Inglewood Courtyard this weekend?
Ramping up our sales, we're also getting ready to open up our show suites, which will take us to a whole different marketing platform. Laminate flooring was going down in the show suites yesterday. And for the retirees that are enjoying our community, we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on there. This month. So wanted to chat a little bit about that. They have the coffee meetings and the ladies have their poker nights, and it's a real social activity place to be. And you retire from work and you move to Inglewood and you've got lots of stuff to do here.
Not only that, you've got friends to do it with, and if you have an RV, you've got a place for that as well.
Got an RV. We've got 28 spots out here. Rentals are $2 a foot per month. They include hydro and your water for your gray water. So it really is, you can just walk down to your RV and jump in it, and away you go.
All right, now if we want to come out and see you this weekend, we get on the highway heading east, and then what?
Come out to Lippman Road. Go southbound on Lippman Road, Tom, until you get to Keith Wilson Road. Take a left on Keith Wilson Road and drive all the way to the very end with a dead-end community right at the very end for our retirement community, Inglewood Courtyard.
And don't forget to say hello to all those cheerleaders from Uncle Bill.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly. And it'll be good to get as many people as we possibly out this weekend.
Sounds great, Mark. We'll chat with you next weekend.
Excellent. This is Mark Gary, the voice of the Valley, on the Radio Real Estate Show.